We'll be working with the Public Involvement Advisory Committee and other boards and commissions to get more suggestions so that we can get more input before we appoint the next Charter Commission. We asked you to come up with a list of bigger challenges that needed more discretion at the end of, during the Portland Plan and at the end of the Portland Plan. I know you have a few issues that you're still hoping to be able to get to some consensus on, and then there's some others that are bigger than even your diligent work has been able to accomplish in just this short time, plus requiring more community involvement. So I'm very happy, pleased that you've brought up a number of issues and that your public hearings have brought up a number of issues that citizens have allowed to have been able to bring to you and you have highlighted. So I'm looking forward to those robust discussions over the next year. And then thirdly, the so-called housekeeping amendments. They aren't housekeeping amendments. There have been other commissions who have tried and have not addressed these horrendous and outdated and, in some cases, abhorrent language in the Charter that has no business being there in the 21st century. And your commission has knuckled down to the details and made sure that these things will be put towards the voters. And indeed, you were bold. You didn't restrict yourself to the very easy ones to do. You looked at, for example, striking the council's ability to regulate what's obscene and what is not obscene. That actually could have, as we know from various ballot measures, has a lot of discussion involved in it, and yet you very wisely have concluded that since state law and the Constitution governs that, it's not a power of the council, and so therefore that it should be deleted. Similarly, you looked very carefully into the so-called Secret Service Fund and decided that, yes, indeed, the mayor needs to give vouchers and to call it a discretionary fund, because that's what it is. So I really appreciate the diligence that the 20 members, in fact, more than 20 members since there's been some turnover, have put into this process. I must also mention Melinda Malone in my office and also Alexander Villarreal in Commissioner Fisher's office. I'll say that over again. Alexander Villarreal and Commissioner Saltzman's office, who have shared the load of staff work and have put in a lot of time to support the Commission's work and to support the public outreach as well. So again, thank you very much for all of your work. I'm really excited about these measures going to the ballot, and I fully support and hope that the citizens, the voters of Portland, adopt every one of them. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I too want to thank the Charter Commission for its good work on these, as Commissioner Fritz says, are more than housekeeping amendments, but they really are things that need to change, and appreciate the work that you've put into this. I also want to thank Alexander Villarreal in my office and Commissioner Fritz Milena also for being faithful scribes for the meetings and more. So we'll look forward to seeing what you come up with on a couple other issues, but this is one of the main responsibilities, and you've executed this faithfully and with good work. So my commendations, and please vote aye.
Leonard.
Thank you, Mark and Susan. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I'd like to thank the co-chairs and everyone on the Charter Commission for their work. I've wanted to get rid of that secret fund for ever since I found out about it as a new chief of staff. I think these are important changes to make for a variety of reasons, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fish.
Thanks for your good work. The report is adopted.
May I just say one little thing, and that is thank you both to Commissioner Saltzman and Commissioner Fritz for recognizing Melina and Alex, without whom we could not have done our work. They've been indispensable.
Thank you for those kind words. That concludes our agenda for this morning, and we'll be reconvening at 2 o'clock this afternoon for a hearing.
That's correct.